Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tulane head football coach Willie Fritsch joining us now, Tulane Tuesday. And coach, man, Yeoman and the campus over there is going to be a buzz this week. National TV against Houston. It should be fun.
Yeah, really, we're looking forward to it. This is a big stage for us to play on. We've been fighting and scratching and clawing to get to this point, to be able to play a game with me and doing it, you know, in NOLA and at our stadium. So we're looking forward to it. I sure hope we get a bunch of people out here Thursday evening, 7 o'clock here at Yeoman. As I said on your show a couple times, if you haven't been here before and you get in the stadium, every seat is a good seat. And heck, there's even $3 beers. You can't beat that, can you?
No, not at all, Coach. Does this come into play, Coach Fritsch, when I look at that Tulane was able to beat Houston at Yeoman Stadium a couple of years ago? Now you got a more complete team. So does that even come into play? Or, you know, you got different players and all that, but seems like from a confidence standpoint that you've played well at Yeoman Stadium against Houston.
You know, last season we didn't play very good against
Right.
They handled us pretty well. But, you know, the year before we did get them. And, you know, one of the things I always look at each year, you know, every team's a little bit different. Got a different makeup, got different coaches and players, and, you know, maybe you're doing a few things differently. And same thing with your opponent. You know, they played a tough schedule. You know, they opened up at Oklahoma. And then they played Washington State. You know, so you got a team in the top five and another team in the top 25. And you know, they're a quality team. Great quarterback. He can get you with his legs. He can get you with his arm. He's one of those guys you want to keep in the pocket as much as you can. So we've been working on that these last few days. Plus, it's a short week. You know, you just can't do everything.
And
you know, we got to be aware of that and making sure that we're not trying to do too much. And I think we've done a good job of that this week.
Now, Coach Fritsch, when you talk about the quarterback king, well, I tell you, he made plays with his feet. He's on a different level. And I'm sure you're aware of that when you look at the film. But how do you prepare against a coach like Dana Holgorsen, who's all of a sudden, remember him at West Virginia, and he's offensive mind. Do you go back and maybe look what he did at West Virginia, or you have enough film what he's done so far at Houston? How do you break that down? And the one thing I think, and I know you're doing this, challenge your offense to be able to get things done, because that's one area that they have struggled on defense.
Yeah, you know, we've you know, watched a whole bunch of West Virginia tape, seen what some teams have done well against Coach in the past. And then also these first three games to be able to evaluate the personnel they have on the field at Houston. A lot of similarities, obviously. He's, you know, he's from that Mike Leach family tree and
right,
how he does things offensively. But he runs the ball a heck of a lot more than what Coach Leach runs the ball. He'll only run it when he has to. And Coach Holgorsen wants to establish a run game. I think that's, you know, taking advantage of his personnel. He's got a couple of really good running backs also. You know, so as far as our offense, you know, they played some quality opponents. That's one of the reasons why they haven't played quite as good a defense. Oklahoma arguably has the best offense in the nation. Washington State puts up phenomenal numbers year in and year out. So big defensive line, active linebackers. They'll play a lot of zone coverage. Their new defensive coordinators was at Arkansas State for quite a few years. So, you know, did a lot of preparation in the summer, watching what he did defensively at Arkansas State and then seeing if that's matching with what he's doing at Houston.
Tulane head football coach Willie Fritsch, it's Tulane Tuesday. They got Houston at Yeoman on Thursday night. And, Coach, what has Will Hall meant to this coaching staff and to that offense?
He's done a great job. I'm really, really happy and pleased with everything that Will's done. He and Justin McMillan have got a great relationship. That's so important, that quarterback and the offensive coordinator see eye to eye on things. And sees it from a quarterback perspective. You know, he had a really great career as a quarterback in junior college and Division II and high school and all those kind of things. And I think that's a plus for us. He really, I think, does an excellent job of stretching the field both horizontally and vertically. We'll take shots down the football field. We'll run some fly sweeps from one side to the other. You know, throw some reverses in there, double passes. So you got to be, on point all the time defensively. So we're hoping in a short week it's a tough offense to prepare for.
Now, Coach Fritz, looking at on the defensive side of the ball, obviously a stout defensive front, but it seems like you got guys in the back end, the playmaking secondary. Just talk about a little bit about, you know, he picked off by three passes, safety Larry Brooks, P.J. Hall, on and on. What are you doing on the back end? And they know they have a lot on their plate this week going against an offense like Houston, but they got to be coming in with some confidence this game, especially that it's hard to run against you guys, and then also making plays in the secondary.
Well, we play a lot of man coverage. You know, we'll mix in zone with it. We'll run some zone blitz and just some straight-up zero at times also. Larry Brooks had a couple interceptions last week. P.J. Hall had the big pick six for us. You know, we got a big corner that's really playing good football for us. Dakarius Keys from Mississippi and came in here and weighed about 165 pounds. He's about 6'1 now, really great length with his arms, and about 195, 200 pounds. I think he's a legit pro prospect. So we match him up out in the perimeter. You know, we'll play probably, 70% straight man with our guys, and we press a bunch. And then we've done a nice job of competing for balls. And if you get a good pass rush and you got a safety or two that's open, reading the quarterback, you got a chance to get some interceptions, which we had last week.
Now, Coach Fritz, what about the quarterback, Justin McMillan? It seems like he took it upon his shoulders that I'm going to come out and just play with a lot of confidence. I know he might say, well, Missouri State was overmatched, but completed his first seven passes.
Yeah, I think he's just getting better and better week in and week out. He's playing a lot of different systems. And, you know, in high school, they had a system and, you know, offensive coordinator. Then he went over to LSU. I think he had three different offensive systems that he was in. And now this is the second one here for him at Tulane. So he's learned a lot of football, understands a lot of football. And I think it's put on the back burner with him is how well he runs the football. He's got great speed. He's a legit 4-5 guy. He's got pretty good size, 6'2", 210, and has good moves in the open field. And, you know, I talk to those guys all the time about being decisive and pulling that ball and taking off and running. That's a big difference between the pro game and the college game. You know, the pro game, the two linemen are faster than the quarterback.
Right.
You know, those guys got great speed on the edge. In the college game, generally speaking, the quarterback's faster than the defensive lineman, so he can get away from those guys. So we want to take advantage of that when things are covered and just be decisive. Once you figure out that you've gone through the progressions and it's not there, tuck it and run, and that's generally a good play for us.
Tulane head football coach Willie Fritz, they've got Houston Thursday night at Yeoman. Coach, best of luck. Thanks for the time.
Hope we have a great crowd out there. Appreciate you all having me on. Roll away.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.